Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus much.
Praise
Him, our Lord Jesus.
Now,
what you're going to first do for me?
Those
this side of this one. This side or this side. They go greet those of this side. We all stand up. We cross sides and walk slowly. Greet of your brethren. Have a word you say to them.
Yes.
Slowly greet them.
Have
something you speak with them. You greet them. You keep sitting down there. You don't know your other brethren. You greet them. After greeting, you come back, sit slowly. Don't take long as you greet. Don't ask them what they ate. Ask them what they ate that of the word of God. And now you're all held into one place. You're not going to put each other well. Now scuttle others to go behind. Others in the front. Others you scuttle. Others come here in the front. Let's sit down. Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God. For the time again he has added us.
Ati ukongera okutuwa omusana gw'ekigambo
kye. Again to move, give us light of his word.
Tuongere okumulisibwa.
That we move to get enlightened.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Kitaffe asinzira waguru w'eggulu.
We thank our Father who is above the heavens.
N'atukolera plans zino zonna.
He makes all these plans for us.
Nga bwe yatusuubiza.
As he promised us.
N'asinzira mu Efeso essuula ey'okuna n'omukaaga.
Ephesians 4:6.
Era ye Katonda.
That he is one God, Father of
all,
who is above all,
he
passed through all, and he walks within all. Even today, he moves on work with us, in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
He will
commit to heavens and earth.
That's
in the Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, up to 20. When he given power in heaven and earth, now go make all nations disciples, baptize them with the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them all that I commanded, for I am together with you up to the end. We believe that our Lord is present, as his promises in the John 14, verses 14, up to 26. Not to leave us orphans, to remain appearing to us,
and to
send us a comforter spirit of truth. And we thank for the comforter spirit of truth. He who came down long back in the Acts
2,
verses 1 to 4,
to
move on, lead us.
What
is written about him in the Romans 8, verse 40. And those led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Even on this time, we thank him his presence to lead us.
What
was written of him in Psalms 104:30, he sent their creation,
meant
to renewing,
his
present to renew us.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. He does not pass alone, but together with armies of angels,
his
peace
of
strength.
Hebrews chapter
1:13. Angel spirits sent to come minister to us. Even now they are in our midst. As we move on with the 14th part. Is it that? We check well in your book.
It's
the 14th part of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
And
in this 14th part, we are still moving on to say the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the scriptures of truth.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. And we remember when we saw Revelations 1:4, we saw the scriptures were passed through seven spirits of God, and they appeared when they are purified.
These
scriptures of truth.
Yes, you must be
new. Praise Jesus much.
And
we saw they are purified more than silver. That silver and gold, those tested seven times in the fire, like the Psalms 12:6. So we saw many things. There we come break down sin, the way the Holy Scriptures are passed through spirit of wisdom, the scriptures are passed through spirit of understanding, the way the scriptures are passed through spirit of counsel of God.
Last,
we saw scriptures passed through spirit of mind,
and
they were empowered to be fulfilled all the days. They were given the army of angels of mind, the mighty ones,
to
fulfilling the word of God. If we have worshipped God in the spirit and truth, and
we
led by the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, and this spirit of truth,
it
reveals us the truth of the Holy Spirit, and we worship when we are in truth. Thus God accepts praise, the praise, the worship, and all singing of him. Praise Jesus now. So we want today,
we're
going to see the way scriptures pass through spirit of knowledge of God. Praise Jesus
much.
The way the scriptures of truth, the Holy Scriptures,
we
are passed through the spirit of knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And
then
we are given light, which reveals all secrets,
and
those which were hid, those of the devils. Have you written down? Today we are looking at the receiving of the Holy Scriptures. We are passed through spirit of knowledge of God.
Then
we are filled all the light, which reveal all secrets of God. And to be able to reveal the secrets of the devils, all of them, it's a work of two types. To be able to reveal all the secrets of God, and to reveal things which were hid, those of the devils. God has secrets. Satan has things hid. He hides them. He does not want them to be known. But through the spirit of knowledge of God, God decided and he filled them light which exposed, light which can reveal all the secrets of God. And the light still, which can reveal things hid, those of Satan. Sure.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
Uh-huh.
I think that you've understood well.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
So, but what time,
so when we are beginning, we get almost in the Deuteronomy chapter 29 and the verse 29. And he says like this. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29.
Ebyekyama biba bya Mukama Katonda waffe. Naye ebibikolibwa biba byaffe era bya baana baffe. Emirembe gyonna tulyoke tukolenga ebigambo byonna eby'omu mateeka gano.
The sacred things belong unto the Lord our God, but all things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Yes. The sacred things, they are what belong to God. Those revealed, they are ours, even our children, and our children's children, to doing them. Now, in this time,
we're
going to move the those which have been sacred of God. And as we move to know them by the spirit of the Lord, through spirit of knowledge of God, that reveals all secrets, they become ours.
But
when they would have remained separate, they would have been of God.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. But when we reveal them, they become ours, and our children, and our children's children, to doing them. Now he passed through spirit of knowledge and he reveals all the sacred things of God.
Yes, yes,
praise
yes,
Jesus yes.
And
in the same spirit of knowledge where he revealed schemes, those hidden of the devils,
and
he wished to tell us as he speaks in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, and he says like this.
Second Corinthians
chapter 2 verse 11,
Satani alemega kutwe kulumbalizako kubanga tetulika wanyategera kwezi.
Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Yes.
Satan
not to take advantage of us, for we're not like those who are ignorant of his scheme. Passing through spirit of knowledge of God.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. The spirit of knowledge of God. In him is all light of the word of God. Light of the scriptures of truth.
The
scriptures of truth
to
reveal us what would have been sacred, those of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in the same time, even to reveal to us things hid. Those of the schemes of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why are we revealed like that? Mostly on the side of restoring those who worship,
of
those who praise, and those who worship, those who sing for God in the spirit and truth. To be able to know the two sides, that would have spoken that God, we do not know what we want. For praising, worshiping, and singing for you, He reveals it to us through the light of knowledge of the Word of God, of the Holy Scripture. And at the same time, He can reveal to us the things He is, the schemes of the devil, which bring destruction, that we can avoid them. Mostly the times of restoring those who worship God in the spirit and
the world.
This light of knowledge, we need it to tell you that
this,
all the scriptures of truth,
them
too we are passed through spirit, and we are given light enough to be able to reveal the secrets of God unto us, that we can do them together to reveal the things hid, those hid of the schemes of Satan. We can avoid them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. For if you do not know
them,
ignorance can make you commit things of the devil. Ignorance never helps you do things of God. Ignorance, it helps always to do things of Satan.
And
they work in darkness of ignorance. Yet God says,
these
they are done through knowledge. Ignorance helps not to do the will of God. Yes, sure. Yet you're very bad off. Yet ignorance helps you on the other side to the will of the devils. Because in ignorance, Satan uses you. Yet God never uses any person.
Once
you work with knowledge,
that
we end cause of ignorance, the things of God will not done there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because of events, we ended not done things of God.
Because
things of God, we've not done them. Yet for ignorance, we
ended
done things of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 up to 2, he said the hidden things of Satan we reject and refuse them. Let us read we hear.
2
Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1.
Kale, kubanga tulina okuweereza okwo, gabe twasasirwa.
Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Verse
2.
But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Yes.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
What do I give it out?
Now there's something which happens.
Singa, Ebiyesu,
that if the hidden things hid, they are not revealed, passing through spirit of knowledge, broad light of knowledge of the Word of God, and enlightens to discern these are the secret things of God, those He wants us to do, those we had not been revealed. And these ones, they are those heeds, those, the shameful things of Satan, of the schemes of Satan. But the refined student, when he hides his things, he remains doing them, blinds the eye of your mind, and you enjoy them. Nowhere else is hidden there.
Yes, as we are
just blinded the eyes of your mind.
And
you see things in another way. Those not impressed things you get to enjoy them. Those shameful. And you forget they are shameful.
He hides the shameful things in the eyes of the mind, understanding of things, and he's blinded it.
Let's read verse 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3.
Naye okubikkibwako oba ng'enjiri yaffe ebikkibwako di ebikkibwako mu abo ababula.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse 4.
Katonda w'emirembe gino be yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza. Omusana gw'enjiri ey'ekitiibwa eya Kristo okyo ekifaananyi kya Katonda.
In whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. He, yes. You know him, Satan. His shameful things have been around here. And they are done.
Being in the kanisa.
They have entered in the church.
Being in the choir.
They have entered in the choir.
Being in the abayimbi abayitwa abagospel.
Entered musicians of the gospel.
Being in the abayimbi mushi.
Entered the musicians in the world.
Na yechiluo.
But what is?
Yaziba masuga makisiga
wa. Eyes of the minds of people.
Banyo miru evita inaku.
They enjoy things not meant to be enjoyed. Now,
let us
bring this light of the word to shine. The light of knowledge. Knowledge of the word of God. Opens the eyes of your minds. You understand that person naked and passing in that song, he is corrupting you. Because you are gotten blind of eyes of your mind. My mind. Shameful hidden things are far. They are moving all around. People walk naked. They are not so hidden. But
they
are hid because Satan changed the way people see things. And
it
reaches even in the church.
And
the choir appears funny. And they glow wrongly. They are like those of the world. Let's finish here.
Abakolise chokubiri esule yokuna nolo njiriri olokutano.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 5.
Kubanga tetuwebu ulirafeka. Wabula Kristo Yesu gaya mukama wafi. Nafe gatuliba doba mwe kuruwa Yesu.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
Onyolo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Kubanga tonda yalagira nti omusana kuli akamuchizikiza. Eyeka mitima jafe okuleta omusana. Ogwa kumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda maso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
He,
yes.
Katonda.
God.
Ragira omusana gwake
muchizikiza. He commanded light to shine in darkness.
Muchizikiza.
In darkness.
Echo bulimba.
Of the lies.
Obutamanya.
The ignorance.
Devils
they are put in the world.
And
do things shameful, yet they seem to be enjoyed by everyone.
Sure.
Have you understood me well? Now the light of knowledge. Now all the holy scriptures, they were passed through the spirit of knowledge of God. And he gave them light. What they call knowledge in the kingdom of God, it's to have light, which discerns that these are the secrets of God. And it's revealed them, let's do them. And
we totally separate. These are the shameful hidden things of the schemes of Satan, those which destroy. And that, this is the goodness, and the other is the evils.
Now
that light is packed well in the word of God. You don't be surprised. Bible says that the priests have become like those in the world. The darkness of ignorance of the lies of the devils came slowly coming from the world, the musicians of the world, and they clothed naked almost.
And
enter the church gradually, slowly.
And
the Rastafarians come in the world. And they enter in the church slowly,
secretly.
Now the light has come of the word of God, which passed through spirit of knowledge. What does it say? The priests have done what? Priests are like those who are in the world. But the good thing, the Lord has called us to come from that darkness. And
he
calls us to come to his exceeding light, that it can enlighten for us to come out of that darkness. In the second Peter, in the first Peter, chapter 2, verse 9, he says like this. First Peter chapter 2 verses 9.
First
Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
Na yemwe muri kwanga donde bakabona bakatonda chikachitukuvu bantu bavuma muri okemo ulirenga ebirungi byoyo eyabaita okuva mu kizikiza.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own, a people of his own, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
A chosen generation.
This generation chosen, the priest who are royal. Royal priest prepared very well. A holy nation. We have to understand this. A holy nation, it means what? A generation chosen. The second, the generation of royal priesthoods, a holy nation, a people of his own, that he has chosen us, we are his. Sure. And we show forth his praise. But this praise, we show it when he's called us from darkness.
And
we call it to exceeding light. Done in the light of knowledge. Pass through the light of the word of God when it's exceeding. Yes.
Then
we show a praise. He wants a praise. And the spirit of light of the words. And it brings knowledge. And to the hearers, even those who just see.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. He wants the worship.
The
field of much exceeding light of knowledge. Which was through the word of God.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Now
it's the light we speak of.
He
commanded it to shine out of darkness.
Muchizikiza.
In the darkness,
Satan,
the lies of Satan, of the shameful pains, those hidden, of the devils, the way they hid them, they corrupted the eyes of people's minds all over the world.
Abantu
people enjoy shameful pains. And the people enjoy vile things. People with the time mostly the 20th
ritually.
And when you see your most spoken obscenity and vulgar, they don't enjoy it. If you don't close next
to the people,
they won't watch it very well.
And he
came entering the church.
He
went on to see
those
who stand the gospel music. We complained of the audio. And when the videos came,
no,
I think we no more complaints. We just denounced everything. And they come to the armpits are all out. Exposed.
Exposed
the church. The covenants, their clothes. Are you still complaining?
Ephesians,
they make videos from the world. They tell them to do them like that.
Not
as the Christian, when the choirs in the synagogues. The
clothing
is not well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So much said that today.
So in this time, because we are that chosen generation, the midst of an evil generation, we be chosen. And we called to show the praise of God. But he called us to come from the darkness. Give us light of knowledge how things are going to be done.
To
them in exceeding light. Light of the word of God.
Zaburi
in the Psalm
78.
Verses 6 to 8. He said we are a generation of those children. Chosen and we have to be knowing our God with the works of his hands. We preach, proclaim them.
Praise him,
passing through them. As we worship him.
Zaburi
Psalms chapter 78 from verse 6 to 8.
Zaburi esura y'esavumunana n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms chapter 78 from verse 6.
Emirembe egijja gibimanye. Be baana abaali bagenda okuzaalibwa, abaali bagenda okugolokoka n'okubibuulira abaana baabwe.
That the generation to come may know them, even the children who should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Verse
7.
That they may set forth their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Verse
8.
And may not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Yes. You know we children who are born.
Calls
all over the world in this time. We are children meant to know God, our God well.
Passing
through spirit of knowledge of God. Brings light filled with knowledge. That of the word of God. Light which reveals everything. That we can speak of the great works of God. And we sing of them. Their greatness.
We
also need to appear like our forefathers. Sure.
Are
not going to be like them.
But
he said in this verse 6
that the generation to come might know them.
Even the children
who should be born,
who
should arise and declare them to their children.
Those works we understood them, we preach, declare power, we declare them. Those who come next to us.
And
say we can put our hope in God. That our hope can be in God.
Let's
not forget the works of his hands.
But we forgot
to think of the works of God.
And
at times we resort to miracles. food for the children.
And
the father worked long
back.
Heavens and this
earth, the
fullness, mountains and valleys. Heavens with its fullness. Thank at all of those
words.
How does the food grow? How the fruits come from the ground?
The
taste is those people are bitter. Not yet sung at all.
Yes,
Jesus. We need light of the words.
Which
pass through spirit of knowledge. Enlighten us well that we know these works. And he says,
that
we may not be our fathers who are stubborn. You know, we have our fathers in the gospel. It's not
us
who first to be saved here in the world, here in Uganda. It's not us who have been the first. We have our fathers in the gospel. But he says, they have been stubborn. They troubled him. He never understood well. Let me see you where you were out there. Your father told you off.
Never studied
one day worship God in spirit and truth, what it means. Who has ever been told that? Now, how did we do this?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Because
it's God who teach us to profit. How would we have been in spirit? How
would
we have gotten be sure we are the truth? That's what he told you. Those
of
our fathers were a stubborn generation.
Our
fathers in the gospel,
even
our fathers in the world, their forefathers,
they
never thought of God.
They formed
body parts of their bodies, he gave them to them well.
Even
musicians gave them gifts of singing. They never thought of him who gives them.
That
one who gives wants us to use how?
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So, about Uganda.
So, brethren, when it comes there, we are fathers not to be like
them. That we might not be as their fathers. A stubborn and rebellious generation. But
We are complaining. You who used to complain, rise up, fights against you.
Not to be stubborn, but even to be rebellious. Ngagaba.
And he said, it's a generation. Those who never said their hearts are right.
They never minded
to align themselves.
He was risen
by God as a force. As long as he roast me up, he fed me with my anger, he fed me with my wrath, and he retains them.
Spirits
were not steadfast with God.
They were always
upon him rising.
Now,
that's not the generation we look like. So in this time, see all the scriptures that pass through the spirit of knowledge.
And
they were given lies to be able to reveal all the secrets of God, that they become ours and our children, and our children's children, that we can be doing them. If it's to praise God, to worship God,
light
of the world has revealed us the
secrets,
praising and the worship of God, that we do there. The same light of knowledge
which
pass through the word of God, as it reveals the shameful hidden things, the schemes of Satan, those which destroy the many.
That
when it reaches
in
praising God
and
the worship of God, those shameful things, we totally avoid them.
Yes, you
praise Jesus, Jesus much. Because to appear to Rastafarians, they are ones of the keyboards of God in the churches. If they fall there swiftly,
yes, you
praise Jesus
much.
But as he says, in the Psalms 119, verse 100, 130, yes, that his words, his word will be a lamp
on us.
The words of God, the scriptures. Psalms 119 verses 130. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. Yes.
Don't
to reveal them as now. We reveal themselves of those words. They give light.
Amen.
Get to enter in your life. Indeed. That thing was not meant to be like that. Sure.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus Amen. Much. The words of God, when they have opened, they entered in us, they bring light and they bring and give understanding to the simple. Sure.
Wow,
man.
They
bring that light of knowledge.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. But as we told you of before, still the words of God, the Holy Scriptures, the Scriptures of truth, as they bring that light, till they are all the commands of the laws, which take us and govern us, we who praise and worship God in the spirit and truth.
Is
that in the Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23, and he says like this. Proverbs chapter 6, verse
23.
For the command is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Yes. The command is the lamp. Even the law is the light.
Yes,
it's the leaves of instruction.
It's
the way of life. Now, the words of God, as we
heard
in the Psalms 119, verse 130. The words of God, when they are revealed, they bring the light of knowledge, which reveals the secrets of God and exposes the schemes of Satan. As we avoid them,
and
it's the way it is on the commands and the laws. Them two are a light, a lamp, and the light. It means those who worship God in spirit and truth, and those who praise God, they have the commands which govern them. Bid them all. They were gathered in the words to worship God in spirit and truth.
All
we are gathered in that word. He doesn't want to waste our time. And he said that once, those worship me in the spirit and truth. And they be the ones who worship all the commands of those who will worship, who will pray, and they sing for God, in the songs of God, those called gospel music. Or even those who stand in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All the laws,
he
gathered them in one word. I seek those who worship me and they praise me in the spirit and truth. Now if you reject the word of God, the holy scriptures, the scriptures of truth, you reject light of knowledge, which reveals to you how you can worship God in the spirit and truth. In the same way, still when you refuse the commands and the laws which enlighten for you, how you will praise, worship God in the spirit and truth. If you reject them, then on that side, you have gone to follow human commands.
Anytime
you follow commands, all the words, commands, the laws of humans, in the worship of God, even worship, you worship me in vain. You waste your time. I'm not going to listen to you. For you keep human commands as those to be kept. Should I reduce speed? Who says that we reduce speed?
Don't
you have to raise your hand up. Lift it.
If you
are going to give you both to help you and next to you, that I reduce a little. Ten to left us. I've been trying to chase time.
Especially
in the Matthew, we say. Matthew chapter 15, verse 7.
You
hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, verse
8.
These people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Verse
9.
But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Yes. You know, English says they teach the commandments of men. Yes. They teach doctrine. Okay. Yes. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Yes. The doctrines of men, even the commandments, they are for men.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
They
show us that songs in the world, they want them in this way. That in this generation which is on, the songs they want for only 4 minutes. God will give me a song of 7 minutes. Even 12. Those human doctrines. If God gives that a song of 2 minutes, we sing. 3 minutes, we sing. 4 minutes, we sing. 5, 10 minutes, we shall sing. 20 minutes, we shall sing. He can't say the whole day. You sing the whole day. Okay. Give me the first part, the second, and the third. There is a point where you break the commands of the world and the laws. I mean those which limit the singing. That they want to listen to a song for 3 minutes. Because of nothing to sing about. Just three words. Rabadaba is dangerous. And yeah, that's a song. We have many things to explain in the songs.
We are.
The songs of the world are very easy. You get you just look on the light. The bulb, you can start a song on it. The
bulb.
You shine like a bulb. That's a song.
The chorus.
And the chorus is that. And you bring. My heart was bumping. And the chorus is ending. You will shine like a lamb. That is a hit. If you were the one there, my head by now. Granny, the world, I don't know how many would have been in songs. As the love of people is out there, those are very easy. When I see a speaker here, I start to get a song. You bump it, and you speak up in my head. Because now we need light of knowledge, which pass through the word of God, in the commands of the laws of God, to direct and guide us, how to praise and worship God in the spirit and truth. We are very careful. We know a generation chosen. We are royal priesthood. The other. And we are a holy nation. Does not do things not of righteousness. The other. We are a what? A holy nation. People of God. There are his own. He needs to do his own things.
To
that we show his praise.
Oh,
he who called us from darkness. And we do that of the exceeding light.
Marvelous light.
When you sing a song, my God, the light within it. You sing your kingdom, your kingdom is the Holy Spirit in our midst. Have we begun to get light? Our Lord Jesus, you said the man is well off. 28. By the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come for us.
It's
your spirit. Still in more than
that.
I'm saying the light is shining. Sing it. Now it is like this, brethren. You sing it for God in the praise, in the worship of Him.
You
sing Him the band songs, whether they are gospel, those we sing in the world, the
might
be of the hymns in the gospel, those we sing in the world, all those of melodies, those in the church and those we sing in the world, they have to come within them light.
Even
if it be there, reveals gifts of Satan,
reveals
secrets of God, that we move to inherit the kingdom of heaven. The thing, ignorance,
it
brings you not be able to discern between the good and the bad. Yes. From the beginning. You'll be able to know good from evil.
Tree
of knowledge. When you eat of it,
you'll
be able to separate the good from evil.
So if
sitting we've mixed the good and the bad.
You
know, they have not yet seen the tree.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we thank God that we in our seasons has helped us to understand that. He has helped us in this, that we can understand it and we know how we shall keep moving, that we can be able to separate good from evils. Has given us ability and allowed us eat from the tree of knowledge. We eat the tree of knowledge. He first told us, we cry tears that he gives it to us. Let's read in the Proverbs we see.
In
Proverbs chapter 2, verses 3 to 6. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 3. If you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. Verse
4.
If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures. Verse
5.
Then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. Verse
6.
For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Yes. Have you understood it well? He said if you cry for knowledge, even though in the Genesis, he refused us to eat of the tree of knowledge of good from evil. This time he is ready to give it to us. Just as we are here now, he is giving it to us. You the fruit of tree of knowledge, how were they appearing? They were to separate the good from the evils.
Adam
did it. They did eat it well. I wonder what they think of the tree. Yes, to eat the tree of knowledge of good from evils. It just gives you light. It lightens you the things God wants. Even those he does not want. But those of the tree, they are of old. Briefly, the Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, from verse 16.
Mukama Katonda, nalagira omuntu, namugamba nti, buli muti ogw'omulusuku, olyengako nga bw'ono oyagalanga.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat. Verse 17.
Naye omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi, togulyangako.
But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you shall eat thereof, you shall surely die. Yes. The tree of knowledge of good from evil. Wonder perhaps this tree is, what is it like? No, it's not just a mere tree like you think. Now that tree, we shall know many things of it. God himself is the knowledge. And he is the true vine. And we too, we are branches. Praise Jesus much. But why I brought you this aspect of the tree of knowledge of good from evil? I wanted to tell you always what you wanted to know.
Yes, you must praise Jesus much concerning the spirit of knowledge of God. Out of him comes all light, which appears in the word of God. Lightness separates the good from evil.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
And
for lacking knowledge, that's why people are destroyed. It means knowledge, when it comes, it reveals.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. Because when he speaks in Hosea 4 verse
6,
as I conclude, he says like this.
Hosea
chapter 4 verse 6.
Abantu bange bazikiridde olw'okubula okumanya. Kubanga oganye okumanya, nange ndi kuganda kwe, olemenga okubeera kabona gye ndi. Kubanga weerabidde amateeka ga Katonda wo, nange ndi erabira abaana bo.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Yes. Always we get destroyed for lacking knowledge. What causes us to do things not right? We end doing things of darkness, that of Satan. Even if it's the praise and the worship of God. Because
he
goes to say,
that
people are foolish. They are senseless children. They are wise to do evil. Doing good, they do not have knowledge. What is he trying to say? We do not have revelation. We do not go to light. Lightness the way we can do it.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus
Christ.
As if I was there for six, that is for lacking knowledge. For lacking knowledge, and doing things we should not have done. For
we have
not been revealed. Those meant to be done how they should be.
For
this speaks in Jeremiah.
Jeremiah
chapter 4.
Yeremiya esuli yokuna dolu nyiriri olwabiri mwolumu.
Jeremiah
chapter 4 verse
22. Kubanga abantu bange basirusiru tebamanyi. Niwo ongole by'abaana tete balina kutegeera. Bamagezi mukolo obubi naye mukolo obulungi tebalina kumanya.
For my people are foolish. They have not known me. They are stupid children and they have no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but how to do good, they have no knowledge. Yes.
You know,
we get wise to doing evils. Written in the world of those of the scribes. Directing the way you have to do things the way you want them. Other light going to separate for you. The light of knowledge of doing good. And you do not have it. Always ask the church brethren,
are
no more just going to be there like that,
but
we move that we praise God, or that we worship him,
or
the time which is remaining in the life of this world, the little life remaining of the world, to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Church, no more just move on to praise. We want to waste our time.
Which I know communicable.
You may think will be enlightened in every aspect. Which voices? If you think why in the world they
say
that there are seven major voices. What I want is the understanding. How did you get to know there are seven major voices? And the first voice, what is its name? I'll tell you its rightful name in the kingdom of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Well, the one that is so
the first voice is the spirit of wisdom. Be among the seven. Now finish the seven if understood there. I want to reach the fourth
one.
I hear women so power. Maybe I call which pastor. Maybe call Pastor Shalom to tell me. Where is he? He's hidden where? He's down writing down. Okay. He will tell us tomorrow. Right from the first, as I tell you. And the voice of wisdom, how will it happen?
We're going to
take them back to original, take them from the image of the world. The voice of spirit of understanding. Understanding bringing its voice. Even wisdom speaks out loud.
Now,
all those voices, we are going to take them back to original. I want to hear a voice of understanding. How and what starts? Pastor, what do you call it out there in the world? Soprano. What?
Oh, yeah,
that one. Menzo what? Soprano. Sure. Tomorrow you'd have come early. You not have an excuse of speakers, they are brought
there.
Even some will not fix them because of time. We are going to blow out loud tomorrow. Tomorrow is which day? Thursday. You think we are going to end when? On Sunday. On when? We are not redeemed time which we yesterday it is there. God tells us
we
will redeemed time and we just take it back home.
No,
we
don't
get three days at them.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. But all they need to be known.
Yes, you have to
praise
them.
Jesus, man.
So
we need the light of knowledge which pass through the word of God to reveal all things. Because his promise, as we have heard him say, there was therefore
seen.
We get straight for lacking knowledge. Praise worship of God in the spirit and truth. All that which make us get destroyed now, they have come from lacking knowledge. When he told us in Jeremiah 4:22,
we
have been wise in doing evil, but in doing good, we do not have knowledge. Now, this knowledge, and it appears to be great,
so
let's first know how to do good.
We
need that knowledge to get revealed how it's done. According to Proverbs 28, verses 18. Proverbs chapter 29, verses 18.
Awatali kubikulirwa abantu bazikirira naye akwata amateeka alina omukisa.
Where there is no revelation, the people perish, but he that keeps the law, happy is he. Yes.
Awatali kubikulirwa,
where there is no revelation,
abantu bakola
ki? People perish.
Bazikirira.
They perish.
Naye akwata amateeka.
But those who keep the law,
bakola bati,
happy are they.
Basanyufu.
They're happy.
Ajasanyufu okuva kusipa.
They have rejoiced from this world to reach in heaven.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
When
he said that they speak for lacking knowledge, and repeats Proverbs 29, verse 18, where there is no revelation, or where there is no vision, people perish. As if he told you that the word knowledge, it means to reveal. If you've not been revealed, you cannot do the right thing. Cannot separate the right from the wrong.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
So
knowledge, it brings revelation. Even revelation comes from the light of the word of God.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. So when it comes and it reveals all, that's when the Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13, it says this. Ephesians chapter 5, verse
14.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Verse
14.
Therefore he says, awake you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light.
Yes.
The spirit of knowledge. The spirit of revelation pass through light of the word of God, the holy scriptures, the scriptures of truth, which we worship God in the spirit and truth. He reveals all what has been explaining in Ephesians 5, verse 14 and 14. And everything reproved, is made manifest. Light. What manifests it? Sleep of lies of Satan. As you are sleeping, slumbering, and you don't know how to separate, and those who worship God, and praise the spirit and truth, how they are now awake. Light has come, it's here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. See that praise and worship of God in truth. It's led by the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Even that spirit is the spirit of truth. In that truth, they are the scriptures. They were passed through Him, the scriptures of truth. And they got purified 7 times. Now he ends telling you in Luke chapter 8, 16-17, how the lamp has been lit. It's nothing but that of God that you are not going to know. You want to know what? The spiritual songs, they are musicians,
okay.
The instruments, it's where we are heading on. Nothing is not going to reveal. Even those who know the schemes of the devil, the deep schemes. Deep schemes he had put in the musicians in the world.
Bring
them secretly into the church. Those which are in the church, they are what are meant to be there. They secretly entered in there. Let us read, we finish. Luke chapter 8, verse 16. No man, when he has lighted a lamp, covers it with a vessel, or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, that they who enter in may see the light. Verse
17.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come to light. Yes. Nothing knew that it was secret. Whether it is of secret of God, after light has come out, you understand all the holy scriptures, they were passed through spirit of knowledge, and they were given light which revealed the secrets of God, that they become ours, our children, and our children's children, that we can do them. It's the light which exposes all of the schemes of Satan, those heeds. And we know them, and we discern, separate them, and we part with them, and we do those which are in righteousness. But as he said, the time to reveal the progress, the progress of knowledge in every place,
to
be more than conquerors. Now it is like this, brethren. Don't dare get dismayed again. Revelation has power. Light enlightens. Even the one strong gets weakened. A wizard can no more be
weak.
That's why you see every morning wizards stop bewitching. Lights come out.
Dancers
in the crossroads, they have already read off. Those who smoke pipes. Hiding. Now you know this. Light of the word of God, the more it comes out. Powers of darkness, they cease the wicked. What we have to do is one, not to keep silent of it. Preaching as we enlighten, even in singing about it, as enlighten every place. Progress of knowledge is to smell in every place. As he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
Naye Katonda yeebazibwe atwala bulijjo ng'abawanguzi mu Kristo n'atubikuza evvumbe ly'okumumanya ye mu buli kifo.
Now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the fragrance of his knowledge by us in every place. Verse 15.
Kubanga tuli vvumbe ddungi erya Kristo eri Katonda.
For we are unto God a sweet fragrance of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. Yes. You know, you see, God sees in us
triumph.
And see, we've already overcome
triumph.
If we get revealed the fragrance of knowledge of him in every place.
We are
the progress of life on people to get saved. The progress of death to those who die.
But
when we sing, as one who heals, as if you send them into hell. You are just singing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So let's try. Don't end here. We move out, start immediately.
Can
you to explain those worship God in the spirit and truth? You may not come where you come from.
But
give him to you, start immediately. Praise Jesus.
We
are not going to go beyond here. We want to come back tomorrow. All spirit of the spirit of fear of God, together with the spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
on the other day,
yes,
we want to look to the hidden shameful things of seven in the songs. And the way they secretly entered them into church before we go to the arrangements. Now there we can avoid them. For multitudes of musicians are going to flock towards us. But if we've not understood, we
might
avoid them when they have come to get saved.
And
we welcome them and open worlds come in. Secretly within us, they have put wrong things in us. But we still have to open up for them. But still we have to know that side. And the way to be with them, and the way to change them. I'm sure because musicians in Africa, they are stuck. Mostly those of gospel music. In Western nations, they have tried,
Illuminati,
but Illuminati are too much on them. They depend the sodomists, the homosexuals. They are shooting them off. There's something they wait for, which can help them come from Africa.
Uganda,
East Africa. If we have prepared ourselves, we go attack.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Let me call the choir. Give us songs of the hymn.
Because of time,
they give us songs of hymn. Then we see what comes next. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.